I don't think Beethoven has changed. I don't think Mahler has changed or Shostakovich has changed. I think it's the people that are listening to them that have changed, you see. Mm-hmm. And that's why I, being a practical person also, and want to stay employed, you know, you think of different genres and different ways that you can get the people mm-hmm. to come to concerts mm-hmm. and put their precious, you know, entertainment dollars down. And so you start maybe compromising a little bit. The bottom line is it's just really hard to sell Beethoven or Mahler. Even when I was a student, you know, I venerated Beethoven like crazy and I studied them so intensely. Well, now I sort of think that Shostakovich is the Beethoven of the 20th century, mm-hmm. you know? And who knows who the next one is going to be. Beethoven has not changed, his value has not changed, but his meaning to the people that are listening to him now has. The oracle has not changed, it's the recipients of the oracle that change.
And I have to say that as a listener, as a consumer of performances, that I find myself looking at concerts and saying, well, you know, they're playing Beethoven's first, and they're playing this, I don't think I'm going to go, because right. I've heard those things so many times.
Right.
Or, I have no particular interest in hearing this piece of music. That's why I always like an orchestra that, while they're playing those things, are also in a position to commission a work. To do something by Michael Dougherty or by... I'm trying to think of... Roberto Sierra or Corigliano or someone like that. To tell me what's going on now, because as we've discussed in the past, they're speaking to what we're going through while we're living.
Yes. Which, of course, doesn't necessarily make for much happy music.
No, sometimes that makes for some pretty ugly
music. You know, it does, you know. And we live in a tense time. We live in a very tense time. Yeah, so if we commission composers to write something and expect them to all come out with daisies and pigtail kind of music, then, you know, they live in la-la land, you know. I'm drawing a stark picture, but really it's not surprising why a lot of new music is so tense.